obviously it weren't to be on the night. There was a few things which I done wrong regarding with the weight and with my nutrition side of things. The first time I didn't actually use the my normal nutritionist I used. I tried to do it myself and it just didn't come quite to plan, you know. I boxed the first round, boxed brilliant. I felt I'd been the best I've ever boxed. But then it was just like someone had switched me off and it just went a bit downhill after that, really. And it was a shame because obviously it was a great show for me to make a name for myself. But like I say, it's not a setback. I've just got to come back stronger. And I had 2 weeks off, went on holiday for a bit just to clear my head and recharge the batteries. And I'm back in the gym now getting ready for September the 18th. It's the next show that we've got planned. And yeah, just ready to get everything put right for what I've done wrong on the last fight, you know.
Just elaborating a little bit on the nutrition side of things, you said your prep for the fight went as well as it could have done. As the fight went on then, did you feel weaker as it went on?
Yeah, I felt as the fight went on in after the first round boxed well, and then it was just all of a sudden like a lapse of energy just was drained out of me, you know. It was a hot night on the day, like the evening. It was, the venue is quite known for me, a very stuffy venue, it's hot and that, and to be fair, it just drained it out of me, you know. Regarding training leading up to the fight, I've been sparring well, I've been looking sharp in the gym, and it was just on the day I messed up with a few things, something down to myself, which I judged wrong with the nutrition, not having any energy, not taking the recoveries, supplements and things like that. But like I say, it's something that I've learned from, and it won't be happening again.
It must have been tough, though. It's uncharted territory for you. You'd never lost a bout as a professional boxer before, and it goes to points on the night. Do you know at that stage that you're not going to win, or just like you say, in the first round, you felt that you boxed the best you'd ever boxed? Did you think there was a chance?
So I knew I can't take nothing away from Mike, the bloke I boxed. He deserved the win, you know. Me personally, I thought that I'd lost the fight just down to the way I just wasn't myself, the way I was moving. I weren't the slick boxer that I normally am, and it just didn't happen on the night, and I needed that extra level and I didn't have it there. You got to come, it's the way you come back from it, you know. I could sit around mope about saying, oh, what I did wrong, I know what I done wrong, I know I've got to put right, you know, and it's all it's going to do is just make me a stronger and better fighter.
Would you say better for the experience as well? As you say, it was your first fight at the York Hall. Obviously, you'd have liked to have won it, but we talked prior to the fight, what an occasion that would promise to be, boxing at that venue. It's a historic venue. It's the type of place where you want to do your boxing.
Yeah, you know, listen, it's a great venue. Win, lose, or whatever, you know, I can lose, like I say, I box it, but I want to get myself back in. I mean, like I say, I'm back in the gym now. It's not going to be a setback. It's not a step back in my career. It's still a step forward. You know, I've managed to box at the famous York Hall, and I'm sure there's going to be opportunities again where I can box there again, and actually this time make a better statement for myself, and that's what I'm going to be doing for my next fight, you know.
September 18th, then, do you know who that will be? I think you said the word rematch a couple of minutes ago. So will it be Mike Biles, or do you not know yet?
I don't actually know yet. It's something that my manager will be sorting out. They'll discuss whether if the rematch can happen or not. It all depends, obviously, with what they say. You know, all I'll do is just get myself prepared. Hopefully, I should know within the next couple of weeks of who it could be against. Because obviously, it's coming towards the end of the season now. But I've had my 2 week break, and I just want to keep myself back in the gym, ticking over a while. While everyone else is having their break, I'll be in the gym getting myself fit, ready to perform on the 18th. And like I say, everyone, I won the rematch, and I'm sure they'll take the rematch. It's a matter of when, and like I say, I'll leave that down to my manager, and they'll sort that out for me.
The more fights you have, and obviously you've made an excellent start to your pro career in winning the first 10 fights. Do you get the sense now that other boxers, such as Mike, are gunning for you a little bit. They're doing their homework on you.
Yeah, you know, listen, I love to have the best out there, you know, and I believe the better the opponent, the better I'll become, you know. And it was just a mishap on my behalf, and I'm sure there'll be people looking at me, looking at my record, say, people who have seen me fight from day one, people who know me, who've seen me in the gym, they will know who that person on the night on the at the Your Call show. That was not me. You know, it was everything just weren't the same. It wasn't the way I box at all. And like I say, if people want to judge me on that one fight, then let them judge me. You know, and I'm sure they'll come unstuck, because everyone who's seen me box before, they know I'm a very fast moving, very hard hit person. You know, and I just believe next time I fight, I get my nutrition sorted out properly, and they'll see. You know, I've got a. It's hard you coming off a defeat, but like I say, it's not going to be hard for me, because like, it's going to be more of an incentive, and I don't want to be feeling the way I felt after my last fight, and I'll be out there to make a statement on my next one.